Well, howdy, people. And you can tell by this image here that I'm a very old person. Most of you young people don't even know what these are. These are past gaming consoles. When gaming was basically in its heyday, you had your Sega Mega Drive, which I actually owned one of them. You had your Xbox, Nintendo, and your PlayStation. But in those days, there were people that were either Xbox or PlayStation. I was always a PlayStation guy. I just found the graphics and the games a lot better. It's kind of like what you'd get in America or even Canada. You were either a Ford man or a Chevy or GMC. I was a GMC or Chevy. I was never a Nintendo person because they made the games kind of for kids. You know, for the family. The best-selling console there ever was in those days was PlayStation 2. Because it was also a DVD player. But what made these consoles, especially PlayStation 2, stand out was the amount of games you had to choose from. And because they were all trying to get your business, prices were low. I actually bought my PS2 in Asia, and also had it chipped so it could play any copy games at all. But in those days, I could buy a game for, say, £2. I used to be able to buy some of the games before they even came out. Eventually, I had a library of about 110 games. Of course, way back then, the people that bought these sort of consoles and the games were mostly males. Was it because that femmes weren't allowed to buy them? It was against the law? No. They just didn't really get into them much. It wasn't their thing. The two consoles that kind of survived are Xbox and PlayStation. There was a time when Xbox and PlayStation were kind of quite equal. But I think that's changed now and PlayStation has taken the crown. Apparently, there's a new CEO of Xbox, a femon. And up to now, femon CEOs don't have a very good track record, do they? And as usual, she hasn't come up through the ranks as such. It's who you know. And apparently, she's given the Xbox gamers a couple of carrots at the moment. Just like the government does to try and get into power. But it doesn't really matter at the end of the day, because the good games just aren't out there anymore. Of course, graphically, they've gotten much better. But for playability and just plain fun, entertaining, they're very dull and boring. I mean, let's face it, it's just kind of a hobby, right? But look at the price of it now. Look at the price of the consoles. Look at the price of the games. You need a second job just to be able to play them. And as we all know, femmes have got into the gaming industry in greater numbers. They're still not really into games, but that's where the males are. And as a result, of course, a lot of games have gone woke. It seems that males are not allowed to have anything of their own anymore. Funny, because femmes still have their own spaces. I think the gaming industry today is just a damn rip-off. I know there's a lot of people out there that didn't like EA, especially their business practices, and I'm one of them. But you got to admit, they did make some damn good games in their time. The war on males continues. The femmes want us to work hard and long hours to make money for them. And when we do have time off, they want us to do something for them as well. We're not allowed to have anything of our own anymore. At the moment, males still have fishing. A place where we can get away from the nagging and the dramas. But one by one, all male spaces have been encroached by femmes and taken over and destroyed. Femmes wanted to go out and earn their own money. That's strange, isn't it? Because their money is their money. Our money is their money too. No wonder so many guys are walking away. I would say that this new generation of males have the clearest picture of the real true feminine nature that was hidden for so long. I noticed it many, many years ago when I was a young man, and quite a few other males saw it too. But now I think it's gone mainstream. A man's life is not just to serve and protect. He has his own life as well. He has wants, needs, and dreams. He has a life. Take it now, gentlemen, because life isn't as long as you think it is. A lot of modern femmes today will suck you dry of everything. Feelings, money, and then they will just discard the empty husk and look for a new victim. Bill, this all start with gaming? You must be a bitter man. No, I'm just realistic. Preservation is all I'm talking about. Anyway, guys, enjoy what you can, because they're taking it away from us all the time. So what do you think of the gaming industry today? You take it easy now.